It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. Green Bay's port is a bulk commodities port. That means they receive products like limestone and salt, petroleum products, liquid asphalt, and forest products, in addition to oversized cargo like machinery and wind components. In Green Bay, cargo shipments nearly doubled from May to June. But what does that say about the economy? Join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dean Hain is the Port of Green Bay director. Dean, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, the Port of Green Bay typically receives shipments for agriculture, manufacturing, construction. How many shipments is the port seeing compared to previous months?
Well, over the course of a typical year, we'll see about 175 to 200 ships transit in and out of the port. And on a monthly basis, that we're open about 9 months a year, so let's just divide it out. We'll see 25 to 30 ships per month.
Supply chain disruptions are affecting so many industries. We're hearing about it all the time. But what is the Port of Green Bay experiencing?
Well, those supply chains are real. And it's an experience here in the Port of Green Bay as well. Fortunately, it's maybe not as severe. So as a port that is bringing in raw materials for construction, manufacturing, agricultural industries, those are more readily available. It's the finished goods that seem to have more of the supply chain crises that are happening and shortages. So we're somewhat sheltered from that, but it is still impactful.
The Duluth Superior Port recently expanded its export service to ship waterborne cargo containers. In June, the morning show spoke with the executive director, Deb DeLuca, about the new service.
Well, ultimately, it means more flexibility, more options for supply chain solutions through our multimodal logistics hub here at the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. And that multimodal logistics hub is also known as the Clure Public Marine Terminal.
Dean, how does the Port of Green Bay plan to use this service?
As well as in Duluth, in Green Bay, and throughout the Great Lakes, we're all looking at the future, and we believe the future is going to involve moving containers. As fuel prices rise and road congestion increases, I think we're going to see a movement going back to the water and moving things around the Great Lakes in containerized traffic.
I understand the Port of Green Bay is seeing more limestone imports this year compared to last year. What do you think is causing that?
Well, limestone is a very broadly used product. So it's soft stone. It's in your toothpaste. It's put in the smokestack scrubbers so that pollution is captured before it's emitted into the atmosphere. It's in agricultural applications. It's in animal feed. It's really a unique product, and that just really grows. And we have really strong companies here in Green Bay that are using those in a variety of applications.
Now I can't stop thinking about limestone in my toothpaste. Thanks for that. I've never heard that before. I learned something new today. So what does having a high number of cargo shipments in June really say about the local economy? Does it spark any kind of indicator for you?
It does. I usually like to think of the Port of Green Bay as about a six-month leading indicator for our regional economy. So when we are moving large amounts of raw materials, that means companies are bringing in those raw materials because they're planning on producing, whether it's in construction, agriculture, manufacturing. So we're looking good, and it's like about a six-month window. Anything beyond that, and it kind of can change. We've had seasons where we start off super strong, looks like it's going to be a great season, and then the second half of the year just wanes. So the fact that we are doing as well or better than we were last year at this time is a reflection of the economy of northeastern Wisconsin.
Trade groups and others aren't quite as optimistic as you are. So what do you say to that?
I've been doing this for 20 years, and this is what I see on a very micro level, right? I'm looking at northeastern Wisconsin.
Well, last month, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates to 2.5%. How is that affecting shipping? What impact does that have?
Well, I think that is more down the road in that these manufacturers and construction companies, they're probably not investing as much into their company, buying new equipment, machinery, building facilities. But with what the port is doing, we're supplying what they have today. So I think those interest rates are more going to be more felt going forward in terms of reinvestment.
Dean Hain is the Port of Green Bay director here to discuss the relationship between shipping and the local and national economic outlook. You can join in the discussion too. 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seewert. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seewert. We return to our conversation with Dean Hain, director at the Port of Green Bay, which saw a significant rise in shipments from May to June. Join us at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers announced a $15 million state grant that would move coal piles away from downtown Green Bay. How do you envision that project impacting the port's operations?
It'll impact it in multi roles here. So we have a decommissioned power plant at the mouth of the river that has been taken down. We've purchased it, and we're planning on reinventing that into a state-of-the-art port facility in which the Sea Rice Coal Company can be relocated out there. So it's got deeper water, better interstate connection, and has rail access. And then what would happen with their existing property is that would be repurposed into fit in more into the downtown neighborhood, where it will transition from softer uses to light industrial to then have a port use on the southern part of that property. And that would generate port growth, which will create jobs and be a betterment for northeastern Wisconsin.
Is the $15 million enough to cover all the costs related to removing those coal piles off of the riverfront property?
Well, first I'd like to clarify, we're not going to move coal piles. We're going to relocate a company, so we'll consume the coal and then reestablish a pile somewhere else. And the $15 million is only part of the equation. We estimate that this project at the Polium plant property, this power plant that I speak of, is about $30 million. So in addition to that, 15, we have other grant applications in to the federal government, as well as to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Thanks for clarifying that. How long will this process take?
If we had the full resources needed to redevelop that site today, we would have 1 year of engineering and permitting and design, and then probably a year and a half of construction. So we're probably 2.5 to 3 years away from being able to reuse this property as a port facility. But that's also dependent upon having the full amount of resources.
So a long process. Well, labor shortages, of course, happening all throughout Wisconsin. We've been hearing that from so many people. There are needs for nurses, teachers, manufacturers, other professionals. What about the port? Are you impacted by this workforce shortage as well?
Oh, certainly. I mean, it is affecting, as you just mentioned, everywhere. There's just there's a lot of people have retired, and there's others that are just have left the labor market. So we are challenged to have truck drivers. We're challenged to have dock operators, clerical staff. It's across the board. There is a huge labor shortage that everyone's trying to deal with.
How are you working to find more workers while retaining the people you want to keep? It's got to be such a challenge.
It certainly is. So, you know, you have to have competitive wages, and you have to be flexible and meet the needs of today's workers. And you also got to look at how you can change services. If you can reduce services or change services to try to better use your labor resources, that's another aspect to meeting the challenges of a reduced labor market.
Well, you're certainly not alone in that challenge. We're talking about the Port of Green Bay with its top administrator, Dean Hain. This summer, the business lobbying group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce released a new survey about the state's economy. And what that said, about 70% of members said they expect a recession in the next 12 months. Not everybody agrees with this, but what's your view?
Well, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, I really only can look out 6 months. That's what the port seems to kind of give us a clue on. And, you know, things are strong right now, and that would put us into the winter months. Going forward, we have to have some type of correction with this inflation. If inflationary costs stay this high, there's going to be less consumption. If there's less consumption, the port is bringing in less raw materials for manufacturing, for agriculture and construction.
But so far, you see some room for optimism here.
I'm trying to be optimistic and hope that
we all are. I want to talk to you about the cruise ships. This was such a cool story. In June, the Port of Green Bay saw its first cruise ship. I never thought I would see a cruise ship in the Port of Green Bay. Do you expect more of the ships to move through the port? And what was that like?
Yeah, so this is something we've been trying to do, and the Great Lakes has been trying to do for a number of years, and we were happy to welcome two cruise ships this past summer, just in June and July that just happened. And for next year, we're looking at having about 8 come in, and we're hoping that this is a trend that's going to continue. The people that are on board really seem to enjoy northeastern Wisconsin culture and other factors of the area that are of interest to them. So we're hoping that this continues, and it's really exciting for these visitors. And I think it's more of a prestigious thing for the community, right? People are looking at it and saying, wow, people are actually taking vacation and traveling to Green Bay other
right.
than a Packer game.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. I mean, so when the cruise ships come, then do the passengers get off and spend some time in Green Bay? Is that how it works?
Yes. So there can be a variety of ways they visit. They can spend the night. But for the most part, just like the Caribbean, the intention of these cruise ships are to travel by night, get to a new port of call, get everybody up, get them off the vessel, let them explore the community, and then reboard and depart.
So how does that impact the community, like from an economic standpoint and, I mean, just from an excitement point of view?
Yeah, so these cruise ships don't have a huge amount of passengers. I mean, when you think about the Packers and their and the amount of travelers that come into Green Bay and what they're spending, that's huge. You know, these are small cruise ships with only 400 passengers. But they are spending their dollars in the community. What it also drives is others wanting to come into the community to see this cruise ship and to see these passengers, whether they're European or they're American passengers. There's interest, and people will come in to see that vessel and to greet the passengers. And then I also think it is like, wow, people are coming to Green Bay. I live somewhere else in Wisconsin. I've got to go check out that community. And so we mm-hmm. get additional visitors that want to come into the community to explore it.
Really curious about your job. I mean, you're administrator at Port of Green Bay. What's a day in the life like for you?
Well, it changes throughout the year, right? So in the winter months, you think, oh, well, the port's closed for 2 months. There must be nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Well, that is probably the busiest time because that's when every federal and state agency wants reports, whether it's the Coast Guard, Corps of Engineers, DNR. EPA and so on. Everyone wants a report. So it's a lot of paperwork in the winter. And then as the shipping season's building, we're advocating for, dredging and navigational aids being put in. And then throughout the year, we're working on economic development, trying to get new businesses that want to use the port. And then also we're working on legislative and regulatory issues that positively or negatively affect the port operators.
Looking to the future, what products does the port hope to ship more of in the future, see more of?
Yeah, Shereen, you mentioned it earlier about containers. Mm-hmm. We think that is a huge growth area where we need to move towards. And then it's really about looking at the region and saying, okay, what's happening that products are getting into the area by another means. And when you look at northeast Wisconsin, it's a large amount of manufacturing. Matter of fact, you can look at I-43 on a daily basis and see barred coiled steel coming up on flatbed trucks. So that's an opportunity. Why aren't we bringing in barred and coiled steel right to Green Bay by water? So that's an opportunity. You know, we're doing a lot of manufacturing. They're making paper machines in the region. And So that's an opportunity. And then you look at what we're good at in the area, right? Agriculture. Well, fertilizer. What about liquid or dry fertilizer? So we're always looking at these different markets and trying to find a way to enter that market and have the port serve that industry in a better way. And it's ports are and ships are generally very cost effective. You can move a large amount of goods very low cost, but it's also slower. So that's a trade-off. You know, ships aren't as fast as other means.
There are multiple ports, of course, throughout Wisconsin. How is the Green Bay Port different from others in the state? I'm curious about that.
Yeah, one thing about ports is if you see one port, you've seen one port. They're really all different. Some ports are more into real estate, and other ports are more into actually doing the operations. And so when you look at the Port of Green Bay, the port itself owns limited land and resources that we lease. So we do some leasing, but we don't do any operations. So we're here. We have 14 businesses that are using the port today, moving ships in and out, and we're like their legislative regulatory aid, right? So we're here to help them make sure that they can do their business. So we'll take care of making sure that the channel's dredged and that dredge material has a place to go and that there's whatever issues at hand that we're working on their behalf so they're not hindered in what they're doing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate having you here today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Dean Hain is the Port of Green Bay director. Just ahead, the Wisconsin primary election is in the books and a record-breaking number of women campaigning for governor. We discuss the uptick with a scholar studying women in politics. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.